What was your next job?
When I left Rickmansworth, I went to Elstree, again on the finance side of the local authority. I stayed there for 6 years. I used to cycle to work. I started doing this after a year or so at Rickmansworth. It was about 8 miles in each direction, which I was going to do just for the summer, but in fact I did it forever. And then Elstree is much about the same distance, maybe a mile less, so I used to cycle there as well. It used to keep me fit. And at Elstree, it was very similar. I couldn't come home to lunch, obviously. I used to continue to take sandwiches. And nothing really very much changed. Then I'd always played a bit of table tennis, and I took up playing league table tennis at that point. And during that first year, not only did I pedal home after work, then I pedaled back again in the evening once a week to play table tennis. But then a year later, of course, I was able to drive, and so that stopped. But I continued to cycle all the time I worked at Elstree, even though I had a car. I continued to cycle to try to keep fit. And that cycling to work only stopped in 1965 when I joined the London Borough of Harrow. This is when the new big London boroughs were just formed. And really, in distance, it wasn't too bad, but there was a large hill at Bushey, and you went up one side and down the other, and that was really quite a killer, and I couldn't really do it. So so that's when I started driving to work, unfortunately. But of course, I was very much into cycle speedway, as I said, and therefore I was having to keep fit and doing a lot of cycling doing that. Nothing was very different at Harrow, except they were such a huge organisation. Of course, they had their own canteen. But I still continued to take sandwiches. I was still very suspicious, shall we say, and still being very, very careful. And I was at Harrow for 2 years. Then I went to Watford for 2 years, doing a very similar kind of thing. I met my wife at Harrow, and we got married in 1968. And this was a time when I was working at Watford, and she continued to work at Harrow.
How did she react to your having diabetes?
Well, I thought I'd better tell her at some point.